6 o'clock, we want to have a super service. And if you'll make a super effort to be here, I'll talk to the preacher and get him to make a super effort to be reasonable in the length of the sermon. And then we can watch a super second half of the Super Bowl. The subject of the lesson tonight, you may have guessed, is super. We're glad you're here this morning. We appreciate your presence, opportunity to worship God. In Acts, the 17th chapter and verse 21, it is said that the Athenians and even the strangers that were there with them did nothing else but to tell something new or to hear something new. They always wanted something new. You may have noticed in the passage that Kenny read a moment ago that verse 16, as Paul talks about the situation there, said that we need to be renewed day by day. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. I read some of the statements that are being made even by some of our preachers today. I admit to you that I'm a bit concerned. I read of one the other day where the preacher had said that unless the church does something new, my children are going to leave it. They're too smart to stay with the church unless it does something new. I'm not for sure whether the problem's with the children or with the parents in that case. But it indicates to us what is taking place in the world today. People are crying for something new, not unlike those in Athens. There are those in family situations who think they want something new. Sometimes a man says about his wife, "I don't love her anymore," or "I don't love him anymore," the wife says. "Maybe I need a new one." Is it a need for a new one, or is there a need for some renewal of commitment and love, enjoying that love? More than just a renewal of vows on an anniversary, but a renewal of the commitment that's included in those vows every day of the year. Perhaps each of us has at least felt, if not said, as he gets up on Monday morning, "I just hate to go to work today. I don't like my work. I don't like the people. I think I need to get a new job." Sometimes, maybe so. Most of the time, don't you think that we need a renewal of some attitudes and activities on the job instead of a new job? And even in the work of the church, think I'll find me a new church, or I need a new beginning, or we need to do new things in the church. And I wonder if it's really that we need something new, or if it is rather that we need to be renewed in our relationship to God and our relationship to one another. Wise man Solomon in Ecclesiastes 1 said, "There is nothing new under the sun." He said, whatever we are doing today, that's been done before. Whatever we see today, that's been seen before. I'm sure he recognized then, and I know we see today, that there are new ways of doing things. We certainly discover new methods. And I, for one, am not interested in going back to all the old methods of times gone by, but rather appreciate those new methods that are discovered. And certainly we have seen customs change, and there are times when even our laws change, but we have never seen the change of one basic, fundamental, foundational principle relative to God's actions toward man, our actions toward him, or our interactions one with another. There is nothing new under the sun. And that being the case, I would say to you today that we need to learn to be renewed instead of spending all our time to hear or to tell something that is new. Folks, I honestly believe that there is a true sense in which we in this congregation stand at a crossroads. You've heard me say that before. You've even heard me say it in recent times, and I suspect that you'll hear it again. We stand at a crossroads relative to our work. We are about ready to launch into a new building program. We are ready to begin plans for a specific special campaign on a local level during the spring holidays in Mark. We are ready to reach out and have the challenge to reach out into this community perhaps as much, maybe a bit more than we've ever had before. And it seems to me to be very appropriate for us to think about this idea of a renewal. In fact, this morning's lesson is the beginning of a series of lessons that I anticipate running some 7 or 8 weeks on the subject of renewal or revival. The Bible has a lot to say about the word revival, as we'll see in a moment about the word renewal. Give us a reviving in our bondage. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. Hosea says, revived as the corn. In many ways throughout the Bible, there's the reviving of the dead. There is the idea that thou shalt revive me. The prayer by Isaiah to revive my spirit and my heart. We need a revival sometimes in the family and in other ways. And we will use some of these very passages to which I've just referred as texts for some of the sermons that shall follow on Sunday morning. As we think about the importance of a renewal, I'm convinced that it's not that we need something new, but that we need to have a renewal. Oh, let's keep our minds open. And if we discover a new way of doing something that's better than the old way, let's do it. We need to be ready to change within the boundaries of God's Word, and as long as we're willing to change within the boundaries, we will not have such a push to change outside the boundaries. There are new things that will happen to help us to do old things in a better way. And let's be open-minded enough to see those and use them. But basically speaking, our work for the Lord and our relationship to each other is a renewal instead of seeking for something new. With a combination of a four-point definition that's given in the dictionary for the word revive, which is a synonym for renew, and a use of several scriptures this morning, I want us to try to understand what is involved in this renewal that we're talking about. First, it involves an emphasis or a reestablishment idea as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. Establishment of the kingdom of God and a re-emphasis upon the kingdom of God. You see, the idea that some are suggesting that we need something new in religion is the idea of going, we might say, in this direction. Man wants this, people are crying for this, let's have something that's new, whereas God's Word points us back in His direction with the idea of a restoration of New Testament Christianity. Folks, I still believe that we're a part of the restoration idea, and if we're not, we need to stop and take inventory. And that restoration idea that began years ago in this country and around the world by good, dedicated, God-fearing men and women was, let's go back to the Bible and let's do things God's way and let's stand where He stands and speak where He speaks and remain silent where He is silent. I believe with all my heart that that plea is valid today. And that there is a need for us to emphasize in this concept of renewal and revival what in fact Webster gives as one of the definitions of revival, that it is a restoration. Over in 1 Samuel 11, Saul was being crowned as the first king of Israel. And although this may have gone a little bit contrary to what God would have wished, he had decided to allow them to have a king. And that had become the way that things were going to be done for a while. There were those who were rebelling against this idea. Some who did not want to go to battle and really stand together with God's people. And there's an interesting statement made in verse 14. He said, let's go back and renew the kingdom of God. Let us renew the kingdom of God. In other words, let's put our dedication in the direction of God and let's be concerned about doing things His way. I think we must emphasize that as we emphasize the idea of a renewal. Over in the New Testament, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, there is an emphasis placed on a renewal of knowledge. There is the need for a renewed understanding of God's Word and a renewed emphasis placed on knowledge. And I would underscore that today. How in the world are you going to know how to operate something unless you read the handbook? How will we know how to operate a Christian, or maybe better turn that around, how a Christian should operate, unless we read the handbook? How are we going to know what God expects and what is right and what is pleasing to Him and what will work unless we go back and renew our knowledge? And folks, we need this so much. There is such a trend to get away from God's Word and to not know what the book teaches and to not emphasize it in our lessons and in our classes and in our lives. And let me hasten to say something that is extremely important in my opinion. I'm not talking about just the facts of the Bible. There's more to a knowledge of God's Word than just knowing the facts. I have been told that there are certain people who could almost quote the entire Bible, but who had never lived any part of a Christian life. And I suppose that there are those who are intelligent enough that they could at least learn most of the facts in the Bible and still not be Christians. We're not talking about just facts. We're talking about facts and application. We're talking about the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Yes, it is important for us to have the right organization, the right ways of worship, to teach the complete plan of salvation, to do things the way God has said. It is important for us to know the facts, but it is also important for us to know the application. And this morning, when I'm talking about a renewal as far as the establishment of the kingdom or the maintenance of the kingdom of God, not only are we talking about what we do in worship and what we do in becoming Christians, but we need to emphasize evangelism. We need to emphasize being the New Testament church and reaching out into this community and reaching out into all the world. Not just mission work in the sense of sending money, but local evangelistic work in the sense of sending ourselves. Would you not agree that we need a renewal in that sense? And that it is so important for us to renew our work here at the head of the stream in order to be able to reach out and do things on down the line. And I think we especially need to remember that at this time. We must keep the work at the head of the stream pure and flowing if the stream on down the line is what it ought to be. And we must do a renewed work here in order to do the work there, on the other side of the world or in other parts of this country. It's not that we need something new. We need to be renewed. And then to switch our thinking for just a moment, let's think about it in the area of depression and disappointments in life. And if you can honestly say this morning that you have never had any disappointments and have never had a time of depression, you are admitting that you are abnormal. I have times that I am discouraged. I think you do too. There are disappointments. And I find even as a minister of the gospel that there are periods that are a little bit depressing, and I don't apologize for that. I think that's part of being human. And maybe out of that can come a greater understanding for the need of having God and a desire to have the right relationship with God. We have problems in this life. We talk about them almost every time we make the announcement. And I would imagine that each one of us this morning could sit down and list some things in his life. These are problems that I'm facing, and these are some things that are a bit discouraging. And without God, it would be easy to be depressed. Gary Alexander was mentioned a few minutes ago. I've visited with Gary two or three times this week, especially last night. When I leave his room, every time I leave, I ask myself the question, what would my attitude be if I were in the condition that he's in? Went in last night, he said, today has been a depressing day. I think I can understand how that can happen. But somehow or other, with him, with us, with all of us, we've got to deal with these problems and face them, even though we cannot understand them and we cannot explain the why many times. We can turn to God and we can be renewed. David wrote Psalm 51, no doubt just after he had come to the conclusion that he needed to do something about his sins and the attitude toward those sins. And in Psalm 51, it's verses 10 and 12, He especially talks about something along this line. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Relative to sin, renew a right spirit in me. Verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Folks, we need a renewal in the joy of our salvation. Oh, there may be times that that joy will be in our hearts as there are tears on our faces. But somehow or other, we've got to be renewed in an attitude of trying to overcome feelings of depression and discouragement and at least not stay in that state of mind very long. I think that's what Paul was talking about in that passage Kenny read earlier. Though the outward man perish or decay, the inward man is renewed day by day. You and I see ourselves growing older and looking older. The other day I went into Hardee's with John Rickard and they charged him for his coffee and gave me mine. If you know what that means. Now as we decay and as we look older, even older than we are sometimes, we need that renewed inner spirit and attitude to overcome feelings of depression and discouragement. We don't need something new. In fact, I doubt that there is a doctor that deals with depression and problems of this nature to whom you could go today who's going to say, well, I've got a new approach to this and it's never been before. I've got something new and it's going to work. No, we're dealing with the same problems and we need to turn to the same source, God, in order to find the answer and to be renewed. We don't need something new. We need to be renewed. Lean that thinking over just a little bit into another area for a moment. And that's the attitude of indifference and neglect. How many times do we hear somebody say, I don't care? I tell Judy that I'm convinced that that's the most popular restaurant in Jackson. Where are we going to eat today? I don't care. And I'm not as concerned about that as I am when we're in a business meeting or we're talking about the work of the church and we're talking about something we want to do. And what do you think? Well, I don't care. Teacher asks his class, what are the two most common answers given to a question? And a smart aleck said, I don't know and I don't care. And she said, you're right. It's time for us to care. And as we think about our relationships with one another, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 says, be renewed in the spirit day by day. And then in the rest of the verses in that chapter, he talks about our speech, our labor, our dealing with anger, whether or not we're kind one to another and forgiving one with another. In other words, he just sort of gives a description of living. And before he gives that, he says, we need to be renewed. Get out of indifference and neglect. The growth of this congregation, the salvation of souls in this community, both depend on whether or not we keep an attitude of renewal. And whether or not we from time to time renew ourselves in service one to another as well as worship to God. We need a renewal in coming out of indifference and neglect. And also in the definition that's given in the dictionary and some of the scriptures that we've referred to and others, I guess what is a summary of this idea is that we need to have a renewed interest. If we change things, folks, they'll be changed from within, not from without. You deal with any problem that exists, you deal with the prejudices that exist today. And the gaps that are there between generations and nations and races and men and women and whatever you want to talk about. And I submit to you that we're going to solve those problems from the inside out, not from the outside in. We're not going to solve them by force. We're going to solve these problems by teaching and dealing with attitudes on the inside. A renewed interest in religion, Webster says, a renewed interest in Christianity, I would put it. And I think it's summed up back in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 28 and going into the first verse of the next chapter. Hast thou known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Notice, God doesn't faint. He giveth power to the faint, And to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. They turn away from God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Who? Those that renew their strength in God. First verse of the next chapter. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. We don't need something new. We just need a good renewal. We need a renewal in the sense of being sure that we renew the kingdom of God in the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, that we renew ourselves to face disappointments and difficulties and come out of depression, that we renew ourselves to overcome indifference and neglect, and that we literally take a renewed interest in Christianity and in God. The original word in the Greek language that's used in 2 Corinthians 4:16 and Colossians 3:10 and translated renewed is a word that literally means to invigorate or to give life and energy. We need a renewal. And the original word that's used in Ephesians 4:23 in the Greek language is defined by some of the lexicons, at least, to say renovated by inward reformation. Now be sure you get that. Renovated, there's the renewal. How? By inward reformation. There's our inside-out principle. We need to be renewed in the work of the Lord. And even as we think about the Lord extending his invitation, the same idea is true. One who is not a Christian doesn't need something new today. There's no new Savior. There's no new God. There's no new Christ. There's no new plan. There's no new word. We just need a renewed interest in what God has revealed. To believe, to repent, to confess his name, to be buried with him in baptism, to live for him. And one who's not done that doesn't need something new to turn to. He just needs to be renewed. We call it restored. Penitence, confession, prayer to God, one for another. We don't need something new. We need to be renewed. And some of you may need to be renewed today by coming right now to Jesus Christ as together we stand and sing.